Mahigit sa 7,000 mga kabataan ang nakapaglakbay sa kabilang ibayo ng Mediterranean patungong Italia ngayong taong ito nang wala ang kanilang mga pamilya. Sinasabi sa ulat na inilabas ng ahensyang pambata ng United Nations na UNICEF na ang nasabing bilang ay pagtaas ng 60% sa bilang ng walang kasamang mga migranteng kabataan sa parehong panahon noong nakaraang taon. Sinabi ng tagapagsalita ng UNICEF, Sarah Crow, na karamihan sa mga batang dumarating ay mula sa mga bansang nasa kabilang ibayo ng Hilagang Afrika. At aniya ang mga ito ay may iba't ibang dahilan sa paglalakbay sa Europa ng walang kasamang nakatatanda.
They're coming from northern Nigeria, they're coming from Somalia, Eritrea, a number of different countries, and therefore there are a number of different reasons why they're being pushed out of their countries. Often it is due to smuggling and trafficking and sometimes just lack of alternatives where they will simply take matters into their own hands and take this journey. We also know that there are prostitution rings where Nigerian girls are trafficked into prostitution rings. So this is, of course, an area of huge concern. But the vast majority of the children are boys.
Si Omar, na 18 taong gulang na migranteng tubong Somalia, ay isa sa mga kabataang lalaki na dumating sa Italia noong nakaraang taon. Paulit-ulit na tinangkang irekluta ng militanteng grupong Islamista na Al-Shabaab, si Omar, at binantaan ito at ang kanyang pamilya bago ito lumikas sa Somalia. Ayon kay Omar, na pagkatapos ay kinulong siya ng mga smuggler sa bilangguan hanggang sa mabayaran niya mga ito upang payagan siyang umalis at sumakay ng bangka patungong Italia.
All over the road there were dead people. I thought I would die as well. Here I have traces of the burn marks. In the prison where I was, there were 6 people that died. I think of my family every morning. My heart has left me. I would like to bring my father, my sister, brother, and mother here. If they can come here, I will have peace in my heart.
Sinasabi sa ulat ng UNICEF na mahigit sa 2,800 mga pagkamatay ng mga migrante at asylum seeker ang naitala sa Mediterranean sa loob ng karang 6 na buwan kumpara sa halos 3,700 para sa kabuuan ng nakaraang taong 2015. Sinabi ni Sarah Crow na nagsisikap ang UNICEF na maglaan ng mga pamamaraan upang pigilan ang mga kabataang migrante na gumawa ng kakilakilabot ng mga pagbabakasakali upang makatakas sa kaguluhan at karasan.
UNICEF is helping the Italian government put in place standards and guidelines, supporting them with training of frontline workers and monitoring. So there are various ways in which we're approaching this. It's a very fast-moving and fluid situation. As we've seen, the Balkan route has changed, but it's not entirely closed. We still do see some children going through that route and some families going through that route. And our message is that children should be reunited with family in the broadest sense. So that means if they have family ties, uncles, aunts, cousins in Europe, and it's in their best interest, then those children should be reunited with those families.
Ngunit sa ilang kaso, ang mga kabataang migrante ay tumatakas sa kanilang sariling mga pamilya. Si Peace, ang 17 taong gulang na tubong Nigeria, nang mga magulang ay namatay sa isang aksidente sa sasakyan, ay tumakas sa Europa matapos bantaan ng kaniyang tiyahin na lalasunin siya kung hindi niya pakakasalan ang 40 taong gulang na lalaki. Sinabi ni Peace na hanggang sa siya ay makarating sa Europa, doon lamang siya nakaramdam ng kawalan ng takot.
That road is very, very dangerous. Yes, we saw the skeleton on the sand. There are many soldiers on the way, on the road, and some like to rape girls. Yes, I stayed in Libya 1 month and 2 weeks. And they treat us bad. Even sometimes we can't even eat, even to drink water. We don't have water. We don't have clothes to change. We can't bathe. Nothing.